This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Mediators are working to try to extend the ceasefire in Gaza. It's due to expire after today. Israel and Hamas are supposed to have another hostage and prisoner exchange today. Hamas released an American hostage yesterday, 4-year-old Abigail Idan. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Little Abigail Idan grabbed the attention of the world and certainly of President Biden.
She spent her birthday, that birthday, and at least 50 days before that, held hostage by Hamas. Today, she's free.
The White House says the president pushed hard for Abigail to be among the 17 hostages released by Hamas in this third hostage-prisoner swap.
She's been through a terrible trauma.
Both the girl's parents were shot to death in front of her. Then she was taken hostage after going to a neighbor's for help. I'm Jackie Quinn.
48-year-old Jason Eaton is accused of shooting and wounding three men of Palestinian descent in Vermont over the weekend. Eaton will hear the charges against him in court today. Kids in Portland, Oregon are supposed to be getting back to school this morning after the school district reached a tentative agreement with teachers following a nearly month-long strike. The agreement must still be voted on by teachers. Have you bought anything online yet this morning? It's Cyber Monday. The AP's Julie Walker.
Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to the deals and hype the industry has created to fuel it. Consumers are scouring the internet for online deals as they begin to cap off the five-day post-Thanksgiving shopping bonanza with Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is expected to rake in $12 billion. I'm Julie Walker.
3 days of memorials for Rosalynn Carter begin today. The former First Lady will lie in repose in Atlanta at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum. She died November 19th. This is AP News. What's the word of the year? The AP's Donna Warder has it.
Merriam-Webster has chosen its 2023 word of the year. The word is authentic. And in an age of deepfakes and artificial intelligence, Merriam-Webster editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says lookups of the word authentic were boosted to new heights throughout the year on the dictionary company's website. He says, we see in 2023 a kind of crisis of authenticity. He says what we realize is that when we question authenticity, we value it even more. Sokolowski and his team don't delve into the reasons why people look up specific words. Rather, they chase the data on lookup spikes and world events that correlate. Authentic follows 2022's choice of the word gaslighting. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.